what about your future? What about what else is possible? What about how else you're meant to be blessed? And more importantly, what else can come through a double blessing of you showing up so brilliantly, so magnificently, taking risks, failing forward, not always getting it right, investing in yourself, time, money, love, patience, courage, really being there for you.
You've gotten great at divine working, but what about divine living? Welcome to the Divine Living Podcast. I'm your host, Gina DeVee. You're not alone in wanting more. And here at the Divine Living Podcast, you can expect to be part of conversations from women like us who unapologetically dream big and are obsessed with manifesting our most fabulous lives. The conversation starts now.
Today, I just wanted to come on and share with you a message that is in my heart. I am so excited to be with you today because I have been deeply thinking about our own personal power. And in this community, I think that we all know, like from the neck up, the same stuff. We've at least heard it. We've read the books. We've gone to the seminars. We know that, quote unquote, we're powerful. Okay. We know that we're like really powerful. We know that our thoughts create our reality. We know that we have the ability to manifest anything. We know the power of I am statements, that we can be, do, and have anything that we desire. For those that want to get a little more geeky in the scientific world, I think that the human body can keep like how many cities like filled with electricity, like for however long. Obviously the scientific route is not my place, but the point is we keep being told, ask and it is given, knock and the door will open, that we are so powerful. Jesus said, if you have faith the size of the mustard seed, you can tell this mountain, go from here to there. Like all this stuff, all of this messaging, all of this spiritual principle about how powerful we are. And yet, what actually is the dominant voice or voices that roams around in between our ears? What if it doesn't happen? I'm scared. I don't have what it takes. What if the money doesn't show up? What if the clients don't show up? What if I'm not really that good? What if nobody likes this stuff? What if nobody signs up for my course or my program? And on it goes. And then on top of our own voices that are, of course, there from neurological programming and conditioning and all of that. But then we've got society on top of it saying, well, it's not going to happen. Not for you. It's too late. You're too old, or you're too young, or you don't have what it takes, or that's not possible, or it's really, really, really tough. And even if you do make it, like it's going to be miserable. Like whatever all of those other messages are compounded on the tapes that are playing constantly, constantly, constantly. But none of this is true, according to spiritual principle. And we say that we're spiritual beings, and we believe in spirit. So which is it? So which is it? And I found myself in recent days, as I go slower, that I'm going deeper. And I found myself in recent days being more passionate than ever about my next level calling that I'm not even exactly sure what it is, except I'm more connected than ever, more confident than ever, more certain than ever. And for me to be in this place, because the wobbles show up for me too, and the thoughts will come and I've got to flick them out really quickly. Like I can't even let them take root. Like I can't even let it be a possibility. I can't let the full thought form in my mind. I've got, as I kind of feel it, see it approaching, coming, I got to flick it out. And then got to go back to the thought and the feeling of the sense of total confidence, total wholeness, total contribution, total, dear God, let my life be used, total belief in the miraculous realm being manifested in my life at the next level. And I desire this for each and every one of us. But for us to really walk our talk, for this to be our living existence, not like a 10-minute pump up in a journal exercise or an 8-minute feel good after a meditation, or even like a rah-rah after listening to this segment, it's really about owning that when you see it within you, you're going to be able to believe it so much more. And then when you believe it, you will see it on the outside. And it is 180 degrees different from the teachings of the world. Everyone else, that's not probable, practical. I'll believe that when I see it. Mm-mm, queen. This is our opportunity. And I believe more than ever, yes, I'm really excited about you individually and your next level calling. And I'm super excited about me individually and my next level calling. Even more so, I believe that these next level callings for all of us are meant to pave the way for so many millions more. So many more millions living at this time on the planet that don't know what we know, that haven't been given what we've been given in terms of opportunity and education and awareness and spiritual truth and principle. But when they see us actually living by example, breaking the molds, breaking the glass ceilings, breaking the stereotypes, breaking all of the rules about how, why we can't and we won't and we shouldn't and it's not safe and what are they going to think of us and what are they going to say? But when all of these other people see us living our truth, our authenticity, our power, us living in our next level calling in full glory, then and only then will they know what's possible for them too. Because we see ourselves in other people. So as you're going through all of the really, really pure work that you're doing to see yourself, to acknowledge yourself, to focus more on your talents and what's possible for you than your fears or perceived weaknesses or undeveloped skill sets yet, to focus more on what if it could work, then what if it doesn't? To be more passionate about the chance that you in your greatness and your glory and your next level calling could be so much bigger and better than even what your mortal mind could imagine right now. To give that time, energy, and attention every day at the level that in the past we have given to our fears and our worry and our anxiety and our hurts and our traumas and our wounds and our processing. I'm so much more interested in moving forward. I'm so much more interested in the one in one billionth of a chance that it could work. I'm so passionate about making sure that I am showing up for me, zero self-abandoning, no matter what anyone else, no matter what any society says, no matter what any statistic wants to tell me. I am so much more committed to what if it does work out than 1 minute of the unlived life. I've done enough of that, and I'm guessing you have too. I've done enough of the, you know what? I stayed small. I played it safe. I believed their lies. I got lazy. I didn't really go for it. I self-abandoned on some level so many times. And it gave me, for me personally, you know what it gave me? It didn't give me a good life. It gave me a great life even. That's the trap. That's the trap for women like us. We haven't been given good lives. We've been considering what's going on in this world. We have been given incredible lives, lives to be grateful for, lives that are filled with blessing and provision. And yes, we've had our challenges. There are so many more people that have had so much more to overcome than most of us, with all due respect to what we all have overcome also. And it's not even the beginning of what God has in store. So let's not fall into the security trap, shall we? Let's not fall into the I should just be happy with what I have trap. Let's not fall into the, I don't know, I can eat steak tonight, I'm fine trap. Because what none of those categories give you is the ultimate experience of your full expression in the form of your next level calling. Anything else, no matter how great today in the past has been for you, they're just going to be the glory days of the past. But what about your future? What about what else is possible? What about how else you're meant to be blessed? And more importantly, what else can come through a double blessing of you showing up so brilliantly, so magnificently, taking risks, failing forward, not always getting it right, investing in yourself, time, money, love, patience, courage, really being there for you in the ways that you wished all the other people would have been, mother, father, family, mentor, school teachers, whoever, coaches, whatever. What if you showed up for yourself at such a high degree with such blinders on that you were only focused on your relationship with Source? You were only focused on tuning your ear to what is possible. You were only hour by hour, and this isn't about being perfect and not being human, but what if you were so dedicated to spiritual principle that every hour you were just asking for guidance? Dear God, what am I meant to do? It's 1 o'clock. What am I meant to do? Meditate. Okay, great. It's 2 o'clock. How am I meant to proceed? Call this person. 3 o'clock. How would you guide me now? Meditate again. Answer your emails, write the sales page, DM that stranger that you want to do a collaboration with. Like, what if we just stopped with all the psychobabble that goes on in our heads and just paid attention to the one conversation that is the only way, P.S., that we are going to get to our next level calling? That's what I'm interested in. And I don't always get it right. And when I, you know, when the old patterns and the old habits creep in, catch it quickly. Just course correct. Don't beat yourself up. Don't go off the rabbit hole. You don't have to fall off the wagon fully. If you start to feel yourself topple, get yourself back in alignment, because your destiny is what's at stake here. At this point, Queens, we are the only ones that are going to keep us from fulfilling that destiny. God's already ordained it. We've already been approved. We are already qualified. We already have what it takes. We are already talented enough. God has all of the opportunity, all the people, all the resources, all of the miracles lined up on your behalf. So the only thing that is left is to say yes, and to ask, and to listen, and to take the action steps. It was interesting yesterday when I was doing this photo shoot. My temptation, it's not my first photo shoot. And I remember how awkward I felt on my first one. Like, oh, what do I do? I'm not a Vogue model, but I kind of really wanted to look like one. But I wasn't. I was a life coach doing a photo shoot. You know, it was like, so there was all that awkwardness. And then, you know, if you want to get over something, do it 10,000 times. And so then I started the Divine Living magazine. For those of you who enjoyed that, it's still on the website, by the way. It's in the archives. So if you want to check that out, you can go to divineliving.com, click on magazine, and there's all of the archived awesome issues there. Put yourself on the cover of a magazine every week, and you're going to get, you too will get confident and be in most of the pictures throughout the magazine as well. So photo shoots are not new to me. But it was really important to me that this wasn't same old, same old. I desired to have a new look. I desired to do things new. I've been sharing with you, like, I don't know what's next, but it's not more of the same from the past. And so I'll say it's different. It's a different look that's coming out. And I know my point is, it's not even about just the aesthetic. My point is my experience in it. Like, I wanted to reach for all of my typical tools. I wanted like all the regular lashes and all the full blown makeup and all the shimmer and all of the stuff that I'm used to working with, all the places that create my comfort zone. And I didn't do that. And I did different things with my makeup. I did different things with my body. I did different things with my outfit. I did different things with the background. And it wasn't like terribly uncomfortable, but it wasn't super comfortable. And I remembered certain ways I would like hold my body and I would be like, Gina, like, don't do it. And I was like, yes, why don't you just try it? Even if you look ridiculous, even if you look silly. And One of the things was, I'm a smiler. And so in the Divine Living magazine, it's all about living your best life. So usually there was like a hand on a hip and a big smile, or maybe a, like a cheers into a champagne glass. And that was cool because that was like all of what I was lit up about in that era. And I told the photographer, I was like, I want to play around with like looking really great without smiling, like looking really like confident or intentional, or maybe even serious. And I know this enough about myself to know, like, when I look serious into the camera, like I look like I'm so unbelievably pissed off I could murder somebody. Like sometimes I have to, even when I'm speaking on stage, like if I just get thinking, maybe I've even seen it in any of my talks, but like if I get thinking about what I'm saying and I'm not focused on smiling, I can look like I'm like, even though I could be like saying like, you're meant for greatness and the epic things are going to come out. Like that's the words, but like my face, I know it can look like I'm going to kill you and everybody else in your village. Like it's like, I can like, so I have to like put sticky notes around like smile and that kind of thing. Anyways, it was an edge for me is my point. And so as we all move into this next level calling, we can't expect perfection. We can't expect ourselves to nail it. We can't expect to feel awesome every step of the way. Like that would be like learning a new language and pronouncing it with the right accent every single time, or learning a new instrument and not playing an off note. Like that's ridiculous. And it will keep you from the mastery, right? It will keep you from leaning in, not only to getting to whatever this next level thing is for you, but having fun with it in the process. And so we got to learn to like laugh at ourselves along the way and laugh at our humanness. Not like laughing at, but having fun in the journey and the process. At least that's part of what I'm committed to. I'm so committed to getting out of any safety zone, little miss perfect, doing it right, always nailing it. And because I am so committed to whatever this next level thing is, and I will not experience any more of the unlived life. So that's why I'm taking all the actions I am. That's why I'm listening the way I am. That's why I'm having these conversations. But going back to really cultivating, and this takes time and attention every day. And you just got to decide if it's worth it to you or not. Every day, I'm seeing in my mind's eye, and even when I don't see it, like exactly when I say I see it, like I see / feel, the epicness of this next level calling. Like it's a way to call it in, to say, yes, dear God, please use me. Yes, I'm available for it. Yes, I'm keeping myself out of the way. Yes, I'm looking for your guidance. And it doesn't have to take a lot of time, 10, 20 minutes, maybe 30, whether it's a meditation, a journal, it just self-talk, listening to music that is anchoring this in and building up these new neurological pathways. Because I'm just going to go back to, if we are that powerful, if we can create anything we desire, then that includes our next level calling, right, queens? That includes the financial provision. That includes how to make whatever payments are necessary. That includes creating whatever time we need so that we can fully step into it. That includes letting go of a lot of stuff or people or thoughts or actions or ways of being that aren't even bad. They're just not in full service to the next level calling. And I'm not seeing where one toe in and one toe out is working either. I'm not seeing the half-assing it being part of the package here. I'm really feeling this full-on call where, because it's going to be the full expression of you, it's going to require the full you. So anything that's not, like get rid of those clothes in the closet, get rid of the shoes that are old, get rid of the clothes that don't fit, like the old makeup, like people, get rid of all the stuff internally and externally that's not part of it. Because what you'll see then is, what you'll experience then is space. And we live in this void universe that when like a rocket's taken out of the ocean, the wave immediately floods in. And so you want this next level calling. You desire this epicness. You desire all of the evolution of who you've already been destined to be, to actually be able to fly, soar, bloom, and be made manifest. So you gotta take the old stuff out. And as I've been doing this, I'm like, I even woke up this morning. I was like, whoa, there's all this space around me. There's other things I'm still uprooting, taking out, completing, getting rid of. But I'm feeling more than ever there's space, and I'm keeping that so that the inklings and the intuition and the little whispers can then be heard, and they won't be drowned out with the loudness of the busyness that I used to be in. So if that's for you, I want you to claim it. Claim that you are going to focus on things not as they are. If you can spot your next level calling right now, it's not big enough. Like, there's so much more. And great that you've got a stepping stone, right? Great. We all need stepping stones. But for you to see things not as they are, but as they could be, and be in that vibration and that manifestation, and oh, and be in joy, like actual joy in the process versus stress and worry and fear and doubt and self-sabotage. Who's that? Oh, that's you, queen. That's the real you. Because all that other clutter and junk was never you in the first place. It was never yours. It was put on you. And now through this process, we're just all taking it all off. We're releasing. We're letting go. No, I'm not small. No, I'm not scared. I haven't been given a spirit of fear. I've been given a spirit of strength and a sound mind. I'm not here to have worry and anxiety. I'm here to live in love and boldness and know that I will be provided for. And again, we get to start actually living out spiritual principle. Because the other, at least in my system, it's run its course. It doesn't mean I'm doing it perfectly. It doesn't mean I won't get tripped up. But I am fiercely devoted, dedicated, and I am definitely here to discover what happens if. What happens if I stay focused? What happens if I do believe? What happens when I run into a roadblock? I ask for a miracle and use prayer as a first resort rather than a last resort. What happens when I don't feel super talented in a specific area, that I just go within and I meditate and I access that talent within me? Because if it's supposed to be activated for my next level calling, then it is within me. Maybe it's not developed yet. Maybe it's slumbering. Maybe it's asleep and it just needs activated. And what if I just go there with full confidence, knowing that it is completely within me and I just got to go grab it? Just got to go wake her up. Just got to go access that part of me with full belief that she's fully there within. We're going to be living days with a lot more, not just happiness, but true joy, confidence, assertiveness, purpose, and power. And that's what I desire for you, that we really let all of the darkness from the past and the pandemic, that we let our dark emotions and thoughts and old ways of being and low vibrational actions stay there. We are queens. We take pride in our life. We use our time well. We have courage and confidence to invest in ourselves, to get ourselves access to the best of everything, from mentors to resources to people surrounding us that are super high vibe, going to their own next level calling as well. Mm-hmm. So let's say a prayer over this, so that as we all are coming out of the ashes from the past year, year and a half, almost like seemingly going on 2 years now and longer, let us emerge fresh. Dear God, thank you. Thank you for providing all. Thank you for giving us the clarity that we actually do know that we have what it takes. We actually have been guided to what the next steps are for us. We actually know that with you, we are a majority. And so in this moment, we take to heart and let take root that with you, all things are possible. And that includes this next level calling. Surround us, give us favor, provide for us, protect us. Because we are moving forward in faith. We are moving forward in courage. We are persevering because we believe your words and we believe truth. And we pray this, completely believing in our next level calling to be manifested. Amen. Did you love the episode as much as I did? I hope so. I hope that you're feeling filled up and that all your dreams are possible and that you absolutely have what it takes to do this. And I am here for you. I'm here on your journey. And I just want to make sure that you are constantly supported with all things queen, high vibe, positivity, spiritual superpowers, and all the things. So if you have not already gotten in on the free companion course to my book, you know, my book is The Audacity to Be Queen, The Unapologetic Art of Dreaming Big and Manifesting Your Most Fabulous Life. You can get my book. I'll leave the link in the show notes. But I also have a free companion course. Whether or not you have get the book, this course is meant to just support you with really taking a look at who you are and how you can get to where you want to go. So you can check it out at divineliving.com/audacity, divineliving.com/audacity. That link will be in the show notes as well. Like I said, it's completely free. There's videos, there's workbooks, there's a Facebook group. So get in on this good free content, share the link with your friends, and enjoy.